Good morning and welcome to Prayers for Your Day. This is Danita and today is Saturday, January the 26th. So this is a special Saturday prayer. I was sitting here and just wanted to share with you something that I think we all need to be mindful about. I want to send a shout out to my father. Today is his birthday. So happy birthday, Daddy. Truly, I am blessed to have always had a man in my life as a young child growing up, living always in the same household as my father. And so I thank God for that. There are a lot of young people who have only experienced that for a certain part of their lives or who have never experienced that. So I do indeed count it a blessing and an honor. And for those who don't have that opportunity or have not had that opportunity, or you may have children right now who you're not quite sure if you will have that opportunity, just know that God is still a father to the fatherless. And so even if you are a single mother raising your children with no man in the house, and if you have a desire to be married, I come in agreement with you that you will be married. And just know that if for whatever reason that is not the case, then we believe God that when he says that he will be a father to the fatherless. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 40. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on the right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in person and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for the one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for this day. God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for a day that we've never seen before and a day that we will never see again. We thank you, oh God, for being the ruler of our lives, for being our Lord, the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are our Lord, oh God, and we reverence you. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, that you have put an end to the shutdown. Father God, we know, oh God, hallelujah, that it was you, Heavenly Father, that turned those hearts just enough, oh God, hallelujah, to sign whatever papers that needed to be signed, oh God, so that people could get paid, so that people, oh God, didn't have to stand in food lines, oh God, so that people, oh God, didn't get evicted, so that people, oh God, could go and get their medication and didn't have to decide between a roof over their head, oh God, or their health. And we thank you, oh God, that you turn hearts, Heavenly Father, for your word said that the king's heart is like channels of living water and you turn it in whichever way that you choose. So we thank you, oh God, for turning President Trump's heart just enough, oh God, to sign the papers, oh God. And Father God, we know, oh God, that it's only supposed to be temporary. But we declare and decree, oh God, that what is meant to be temporary will be permanent. In the name of Jesus, that those, oh God, who went to work anyway, oh God, without getting any type of financial compensation, oh God, that they won't have to do that again. That the enemy that they faced on yesterday, oh God, that they will face no more.
in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for keeping our brothers and sisters. And we thank you, oh God, that you raised up, oh God, many of your sheep, oh God, many who you have already separated to be on the right side of righteousness, oh God, that you raised up many of them, oh God, to give to those who were hungry, oh God. You raised up many of those, oh God, hallelujah, who continue to invite the strangers in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are raising up, and you've raised up many of them to clothe those who are in need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, you are raising up many of them even now in our government system, oh God, those who have the power of the pen, those who have the power, oh God, to vote on laws, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For your word says, oh God, I was sick and you looked after me, oh God. That doesn't only mean, oh God, those who go to the hospital and visit, or the doctors and the nurses, oh God, hallelujah, who go above and beyond their duty, oh God. It also means, oh God, those that are in position to write laws, Heavenly Father, for those who are sick, oh God, that they would get high quality health care in the name of Jesus, that would not cost them, hallelujah, oh, so much, oh God, that they have to make hard decisions in the name of Jesus. It also means those, God, those who go to visit those in the prison system, oh God. It also means those, oh God, who have the power of the pen, oh God, to write laws and to vote on laws, oh God, hallelujah, that can look at the sentence structures, oh God, of those who have been placed in prison unjustly, oh God, those who spent too much time in prison, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and those who can decide what's a misdemeanor and what's a felon, oh God, those who can decide, oh God, hallelujah, what are mandatory sentences, oh God, and what's just too extreme, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you are setting up and raising up a people, oh God, hallelujah, that will do unto you, oh God, hallelujah, that will do unto the least of these, oh God, as they are doing unto you according to your word. So God, we ask that you would raise us up in the earth, oh God, to be your people. Raise us up, oh God, to not be closed hand, oh God, but to have our hands open to receive, oh God. So when you tell us to give, we give, oh God. Open, oh God, our hearts to be open, oh God, to not be so worried about what the church is doing with our money, or not be so worried about if I give Uncle so-and-so this money, what is he really going to do with it, oh God? But to operate, oh God, in the Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to do what you told us to do, oh God, and you have called us to be givers. For God, you said that whatever we give, it is given unto us in good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over, will be poured into our lap. In the name of Jesus, to the measure we use it, it will be given back to us. Oh God, as we give out love, God, pour back love into our lives, oh God. As we give out peace, God, hallelujah. When we command your peace in hostile situations, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, pour peace back into our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. When we speak joy, oh God, hallelujah, pour back joy into our lives, oh God. When we are gentle, oh God, and graceful and merciful, oh God, pour out those fruits back into our life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives, oh God. Because God, your word says that a separation is coming between the sheep and the goats. And your word says, oh God, that your sheep know your voice, oh God. So God, if we say we know you, hallelujah, then we've got to move when you tell us to move. Hallelujah. Then we've got to be obedient to your word. Then we have to mature in the things of God. So God, we declare and decree your word, and we thank you for this special Saturday prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.